Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am back. We are back live in effect. Call in live 515-602-9765. And that is for Talk Radio Diva. Time to break those chains, strategies to implement change. And this is our talk show that we're going to be talking about the levels of success rituals and how to go about your life to build off the what we were talking about yesterday, which was the levels and depths of habits that create rituals that will help you to empower yourself instead of disempowering yourself. So we're going to do a quick sound check and make sure that we're good to go, and then we're going to go ahead all the way live. We live. All right, so sound check's good. So I just wanted to make sure that we were ready, and we are. So let's go. So today's presentation is about levels of building your own success rituals, and this is module 4. And like I told you guys, we've identified rituals that you can currently have, and our next step is to assess what rituals we really need to practice, put into place as a habit change and as a ritualistic thing to prepare ourselves to be more empowered and able and capable of doing the things that we need to do to build our own success rituals. That each one, every little ritual doesn't work for every other person, but if you find a pattern of things that work for you, then it's mutually exclusive to that person what works for them. So whether it's a male or female, or whether it's somebody that identifies as female, cisgender male, or a cisgender female that identifies as male, it doesn't matter. Everybody's included in this conversation. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Call in live 515-602-9765. Cash App Love Offering for these tutorials and things like that is $IAMCCCoaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, $TalkRadioDiva with the Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more. And you log on to TalkRadioDiva.com to do your donations and things like that if you would like to be a shareholder and a person who is building the business. Is back better than ever. This is your coach, and that is CC. And I am your life coach, your wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, business coach, and mentor and public speaker. I am here today to make sure that we do everything to help you to be more empowered, not disempowered, and building your own success ritual. So let's get ready, buckle up, and I will have the clubhouse open and the room open just one moment. Give me just a second, y'all. I'm with the clubhouse. You're more than welcome to join, and you can raise your hand after we're done with the presentation of the show. We can have the discussion within that clubhouse. And we're going to talk a little bit about the challenges that we have now. Start in July, which is just in a day or so. So the room is now open, and it is building your success rituals. I'll go ahead and share it to Instagram. And the Facebook pages, so you'll be able to do that. I want to know how is everybody doing today. So far, so good. My day is going pretty well. I'm just making sure that I do everything properly so that you guys can have everything you need from me and be able to engage properly. So the clubhouse room is posted. It's on Talk Radio Diva on Instagram. Follow, like, share the page. And it's also going to be on Don Diva Coaching as well as IMCC Coaching, so you'll be able to get there. All righty. For my clubhouse room, thank you, thank you, thank you for attending the live. Come on into the room. Let me know you're there. And I'll speak to you and acknowledge you and let you know I appreciate you being there. And I'll shout you out and people follow you on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, whichever one you choose. posted to me. And also, we have our giveaway. You pound IMCC, and you will be put in the nominations to be able to get a free level of a gift or some item from the store free of charge. And that is our giveaway. Put pound IMCC in the comments, and you will be more than welcome to enter to win our giveaway. And that will be either a shirt or a dress, or it will be a accessory from our store. And our sister store is DC Fashion and Printables. You can follow us on Facebook and do that as well. Or DC Printables on Twitter and Instagram. So let's get on into it. And again, success rituals are based on what is your determination of how you're going to get things done in life. And it sets the tone if you know that you cannot build your own success rituals if you're not aware of what it is that you need to be doing to ensure you become successful in your given field or your area or niche that you're in. So when we think about this, what does that mean? It means that we have to find a way for each and every last one of us to reach that success peak or that success pyramid or build on the foundation of things that are thrown at us in life. We talk about hardships and we talk about how life can be sometimes, right? And we talk about how a success ritual can determine to make or break your resiliency levels or your ability to move forward after some things have been thrown at you in life. So with that being said, you cannot build your own success rituals if you're not aware of what you need to be doing to ensure that level of success or overcoming of an obstacle. And if you actually want to become successful, then you must find what rituals for those who are successful in your given field or your given niche or your given area or your surroundings. Then based on the information that you are garnering, you will be able to build your own success ritual. So what is a ritual? Let's giggle it. Let's do some homework. Let's giggle. Y'all know I'm the queen of Google. So we're going to get the definition. Ritual. Alrighty, so the definition of ritual is a solemn ceremony consisting of a series of actions performing according to prescribed order. The role of a ritual in anything would be anything that's in a pattern unless you do every day. So what we do every day when we get up and hit the ground running is literally a ritual. So when you get up and get your morning cup of joe, or you get up, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, you do everything that's supposed to be done for your morning day to get started off right, right? Whether it's morning, day, or night, whatever. So that's a ritual. If you get up and go and drive to work, but you go to Starbucks and you go pick up your cup of coffee, or you go to a level of Dunkin' Donuts and get your coffee and you get your little cola or whatever you get so that you can be on your way to work and kind of be sitting right, you listen to some music, that is a ritual. So when you think about that, if you go to church, that is a ritual. If you go every perfunctory every Sunday and you decide, I'm going to go to church and pray, Jesus, the blood, Jesus, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? For those who are in the church, whether it's the Koji church, whether it's the Catholic church, whether it's the Pentecostal church or any type of churches and things like that, Southern Baptist, et cetera, so you understand, or even like what they call a monastery or a temple and things like that, depending on what your religion is. So, or even a mosque, you know, or if you go to Jewish temple and things like that. So those are all rituals. So when you go to church or you go in your congregation, those are the people who participate in your ritual of anointing and joining together. So I gave you primary examples of what a ritual is. So relating or to or done as a level of solemn rite, a rite of passage. So when you think about all of this, there's nothing wrong with rituals. They happen all the time. And it's normal. Well, I believe it can be comfortably said that the majority of successful individuals are always out of bed before the sun rises. And as you guys know, I usually get up early in the morning, and I start my routine and get things done because while everybody's sleeping, I'm working. So with that said, the first ritual that you should do is to make sure to get out of bed before sun rises, or a reward for the activity, like Ben Franklin said, early to bed and early to rise makes a man or woman healthy, wise, and ready to rise and get things done. So when you think about all this, it doesn't matter if your day starts at night or your day starts in the day. So when you think about this, look at this examine the benefits of rising early in the morning or the evening, whichever is greater for you to be able to work. And you have to know your productivity time. Because when you think about this, you have to say to yourself, is there something that got left for done, or is it the day of a new day for done or after done? Now, make it clear. So I feel your inner vessel of thought. So when you think about all of this, it's not even being a level of thought to work on that part here. We're talking about the experience.
virtual. Whether you're in New York, whether you're in California, whether you're in England, whether you're in Australia, it doesn't matter what part of the earth, whether it's east, west, or south, as long as you have a bubble phone with COVID, even if you open your windows, begin to take a deep breath of fresh air and begin to start your system. So a second benefit of rising phones or rising phones at night in the morning or mid twilight hours is that you don't have to feel comfortable. If you go to bed, typically, and get to a level of rise and shine, it is dying, crashed up. You have begun to get offering yourself a level of strength, mindset, summer, hope, giving, a bump, and a power to meet that need at part. So you can get a lot of that during the day, provided by how you're going to start. So the whole point of this is to get started. So the peacefulness of the form of your chance, both your thoughts or actions, better plan. Same thing with that evening adventure, design, or design, within the day or a. So when you think about all of this, you should make better plans for your best career. So when you think about all of this, the peacefulness of that gives you a chance to build your thoughts or actually make better plans and get on along your day. So have you mastered the past and get up? And if that's great, that's fun. But since you want to try wisely or done, remember when we talked about getting a chance. And that's not just money. It doesn't mean that all money is wrong. But it's important. What profit of man is going to be wrong? So when you think about all different things, we still have to be productive and proactive and original to get things done. So the best part of becoming either wealthy or a wealthy person is that you've done everything while being needed as a personal part to your health, emotional health, and not adding on stress on your and benefits everyone across the board. Because it's really not a I thing, it's a we thing, and it's a us thing, and it's a whole benefit which comes down to very so by each one of those words that you're saying. The one standing, the equal rising, job rises, it's a cost, and essentially a trust that's written down, that's freaking just a fucking goal. So, when you think about this, to make a patient on top of your health, you also want to set up your cure to do back on top of your or health. Exercise, things like that, and that, whether it's stretch, whether it's meditate, whether it is some level of physical movement and things like that, at least 3 days per week, and keep yourself 3 days per week off, and then switch up next week 4 days per week off. So most of them are successful individuals for full freedom. Exercise and well-rest against yourself. Therefore, the next 40, you should be able to exercise at the ritual day. So as you begin to look at that, yeah. In that level of that performance test, of performance rate at the past. So as I was trying to tell you guys, the lower set of results, like what I told you about this, both Dan Gordon and Hearable, David Bush, Dan, Sally Fawcett, and then Andrew Bush, and then Richard Brand, all these successful people were on Ariana Huston. Talking about all these different people who are successful. So for Thomas, everything down. And what you guys understand, when something is dead, that's what is happening. It's periodic and I want you guys to understand why don't spend so much, why it usually been go back to your mind. Level of exercise. So when you think about exercise, one of the core things you can probably change, but also what helps help your mind create a function of it. So when you think about this, you have to exercise your mind, you have to exercise your body, and as you know, it starts to talk to yourself, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, to get a level of exertion, of stress, or custom. So when you think about this, you offer help exercise for vision. So instead of using healthy, incorporating keep them to live a lot longer so you can enjoy your health or environment or not disabled. So as I'm sure it's worth it, a couple of shots at living a healthy lifestyle. I mean, aspirations become the best for you, but you should make the situation doing. So when you're going to your dispensary, have that in mind. Because when you think about the great inventor, go all have my Twitter, we have my Instagram, we have my Facebook. We have followers that follow our lead. So when we think about this, that makes sense. So in a sense, sometimes even students take the back seat and say to themselves, I need to figure out how to manage the wealth by being able to learn what rituals work for them and what does not. So when you think about all of this kind of thing, you have to constantly brainstorm for ideas and rituals for success that actually create and innovate that thing. So I said that the innovation is involved. And you should then constantly brainstorm for these ideas. And also improve the plans that you already have. And will uniquely set you apart from others. It also sets you apart for things to happen or things to go left. And you have to begin to go look at a strategic plan to come to break the change that you actually implement change and create a habit. That's ritual that works, and it becomes your habit every day where you place those habits that are not conducive. So with that being said, we're going to talk about challenges for a second. I have created a level of challenge. It's a 10-day challenge now, where you're going to be able to go and get to the level of implementing change. So we're going to start that challenge in July, and you're going to be able to log on. I'll have the link set up there for you guys, so you will be able to go to the challenge. You'll be able to go and challenge yourself for 10 days on how to break habits. So it's time to break those change strategies, implement change challenge. So you're going to sign up to that, and from there you'll pay your amount due, and then you'll go from the date that you start, 10 days from that date, and you'll go and complete each homework assignment, and you'll be able to start to begin to look at yourself in a better view. And part of that is being able to say to yourself, hey, you know what? I do need to change. Certain things that are just not acceptable anymore. There's some things that I need to do that will help me to become better. What you'll do is you'll be able to get started from the ground itself. And you'll start with a level of yes. The start with the introduction. It will tell you about all the different things that you can do within part of the system. So what you'll do is you'll actually set that on day one. Introduction. Your goal is the next one is to plan a phrase in your life. You'll do some and learning how to talk. So when you think about all these things, you have to think whether it's a marriage, whether it's both, So when we're talking about all these things, just thinking yourself, you have to say to yourself, what do I want to do? What do I need to get myself? What? So this one is a level of perception. This two is to look at yourself. You have to then identify part A, five is strategic question, goals, and business within. To motivate yourself, to go and get and motivate power to create the fact for. Then the seven is a level of resistance. And they're super. They're only real if you decide to go on your own. So do move with the right responsibility. And then she talks about levels of day eight, freezing your life, where you begin to look at something like things that are supposed to be important to those places. So when you think about all that, you go to day nine. And then you go into a level in depth of just do it. Get it done. And so that would be day 10, where you're going to get the top overview, you'll get clear, and you will also get the book in regards to best solution. So you'll get two different things while you're in 5-1. So I wanted to make sure you guys understood exactly what this whole time challenge was. That will start in July, and it starts on the 6th that you decide to start it, and you'll go 10 days forward. So like I said, 10 lessons, and then they will be publishable. You'll always be able to access it on site. And then on top of that, you have to say you are going to surround yourself with energy. Then you got to look at the different things like the strategic questions, what motivates, change your circle, and then begin to go with it and letting go and moving on. And then loving your business, you're strengthening your life, and then stop the practice. And so get things done. So that's part of all the different things. So enough about that. So I will hope that you guys sign up for the challenges and things like that. So that's going to have a divorce recovery. Time for those that are going through divorce, I'll discuss that in the 5. And we talk about levels of experience, recovery, and things like that. I try to figure out that I should discuss as sort of get everything done. Let's have a change before we get to integrate the heart of everything. Part, you know, that goes with handling it. But yourself, start thinking that far, and think to yourself, this is the truth. What do I need to say? What is it that bothers you? Because what is holding you back? Whether it's yourself, whether it's your job, whether it's your voice, around yourself, or whether it's your environment, what is it toxic, completed, or a level that of all above, or if you just need to change place. So I wanted to design this program. Each one, each one, each one, about it, answer, but it starts at home. You cannot begin to lead a village unless you begin to understand your future child. And it takes a village to raise the child, but when you think about this, as you become an adult, the child is away. But sometimes we have to visit our childhood and break those chains of generational things that we've learned after we go from our AM3 stuff, illuminating one, our original stuff, our programmatic, schematic that comes in the beginning. When we're born and we go to move away from it as we get older, as we grow, to become more fully connected or become more connected to other people. So we walk begin to have the need of miracles, our need of acceptance and belonging. So when you think about it, it's down to the breath that sexuality, perspective, the beginning to understand why it's okay to see a psychiatrist psychologist, why it's okay to go see someone if you're falling apart, if your life is disempowered or you're feeling some type of liable. I'm doing things, but it seems like nothing's ever changed. Nothing's ever going to be better. And you seem to see yourself as I am not moving, elevating this turn circle at all things level of say, life of that, or any level of living your heart or eye on the day. You need to be able to get the vision of what I'm required to say. Hey, maybe I'm even going to have to turn off. Maybe I need to sit there and open up my marriage and to open up the door to something fresh. Something that would help me to enlighten myself and figure out the shift to contact what is going on that is causing me to not break those chains and keep me with friends. And begin to challenge myself at 5:30 challenge to begin to say, oh, heck, maybe it is something that's going on. Maybe I do need to be internal assessment. Maybe I do need to see what's going on. Maybe it is my work. Maybe it is my coworkers. Maybe it's my management. Or maybe it's me. So it's okay to sit there and look at yourself and begin to say stuff and say, I will make this set myself apart. However, whoever is the best at this level of that gambit, that market, or that level of area niche for whatever you're doing in your life, you have to look at how do people have success and you're not achieving success. What are they doing that is creating a level of success that will then be ritual? A ritual of creating a level of habit that becomes for function of routine and allow that person to I am strong, I am coming. So when you think about all of this, all of this starts I can think I am working for the level of the level of the I am working for the level of God's self. I am working for the level of peace. I am working for the level of profession. I'm working toward the level of becoming. So when you think about all of these different things, what does that do? How sick I am. All of that is a become a statement of I am becoming greater than what I do. So when you think about all this, I'll take the time for all life. Begin to look at your life, personal things, the things that are hindering you, and begin to start to look at those things. It's time to break the chain, try to change. Now you know why that challenge is important to do. Because a lot of these things are what the help you thinking gap. So when you come in the office, you have my phone called identity coaching, or identity coaching, or identity perspective, or traumatized, or going through something like that, you're still there, or you're a level of a special case in the special needs, then you'll see identity, et cetera. Okay. So as a beacon of love, as a beacon of a level 4, understanding of that, you begin to advise yourself, and you begin to say to yourself, what is it for yourself, for yourself, and what do I need to eliminate to have both? Both from and each not reach my each one, but I've got to reach myself. I've got to take a sympathy. I've got to run. I've got to go figure out what skill sets and help build and learn what is going to help me and what's going to change me. So with that being said, that's where you cover all areas of your life. Get the time to exercise, make your steps, and go and look at that. Workplace, workplace environment, we didn't think more of that. You have to look at any time you have problems, you have strength, but you have to go around and go over your recreation. Things that the military is one thing I am very proud of. They tell us about SFR. You have to have a level of awareness, a level of awareness, a record patient. So welfare means your well-being. The mental health question of behavioral health, programmatic things that help you to begin to have an all experience of life, to begin to go and challenge yourself to do better, get better, and live better. So when we talk about this, start creating your own opportunities for success by ensuring that you have some highly successful individuals around you. You are your circle. So that's where we go back into where the challenge is the spot of looking at energy that sparks me. The reason why I wanted to go with that part is that in the levels of, and then you also look at, like, going forward, they fit. When you're looking at identifying sparks of before, you begin to look at the level of plan of your circle. You have to look at your internal circle of people. But if you've got a whole circle of people who are not motivated, are not shedding the light, a ray of light, or are turning an eye on the things you have your accountability care, are holding you accountable for your failures, and then holding you accountable for congratulating you to your successes, then you do not have to succeed, and they're not telling you the truth. Their spark team, your energy team, your people who help keep you motivated are your accountability part. So the same thing for the level of what I read in my testament, and also what I read in all this advice work. So like I told you, the religion is three separate, I picked up this first testament, and I wanted to ask myself, you know what, I'm going to read it. So I read this, and this is one of the things that I also So like I said, everything's all good. So when you start to look at this in this circle, you're thinking about the pyramid of people who are still. So when we do the challenge and things like that, day four, I didn't find the spark thing. What is the best of your energy? What are the things you want to be Eeyore? Nobody wants to be around Eeyore for every solution they created from. At that point, you have to say, listen, you think that you're silly? I'm going to need you to go and get yourself together. Snap out of it. So when you think about that, you are already know that you're successful. You have to work your faith. The same thing with the people that you're around. The terminal. That's what if you're not doing what you think. On my own thing sometimes. Sometimes you may not have the right people around you. You might have some people who are doing charge. It's sort of talking about how better to say. And you guys, I'm going to give you guys a moment of today that I'm going to put myself to try out. I did yesterday. Because I had a moment of connection with this, and Coach DC thinks you put this one there with her nose too long. Now I'm used to doing this, and I'm going to put you in the corner. Hopefully, I'll put up DC and get the big ball in the corner. And then telling him to, you know, sit down and get something wrong, you have to go to the corner and figure out what you did wrong with them. You told me that you were all big up in your papers and stuff. Yeah, I was going to anyway, as you grow older, you learn that discipline at some point. You have to put yourself in the corner and think about what you did wrong. So instead of mommy disciplining me, I decided I was going to put myself in the corner. I shouldn't be the worst way to do it. So I said to myself, I'm not going to go to sleep on all day. I'm going to go walk on the second before. I wasn't bad, but there was something that triggered me. I had to think about it, and I would give you why I was putting myself together. I sat down and I said, why am I so mad about what's going on? I know sometimes people don't understand the level of players outside of race, and some people take respect that I've changed them. So there's a level way of treating people as I mean. So it's not what they said, right? So it's just like I said, I put myself in the corner. It's easy to find out. Coach leaves me back to that. Yep. I didn't want to get my cool. I still was out of my normal character because there was a couple of things that were talked to feel the second way. I all know how this my daughter. My daughter's not a problem. It's just that there was a big fallout. So that had me sitting sideways. Y'all know it. I was like, hold up. DVD, they got me messed up. But instead of DVD, I said, you know what? I'm going to still let them know that I'm in the middle of my seminar. I'm trying to let people know what's going on. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put myself through time outside it. I waited until I was in a better mood. I waited until I was in a better state of mind. And I was like, oh, wait. So I'm going to find out. So that's the reason why I said, you have to do the things that the subject is in the past. And it has changed the people's textual thing. So I promise you, the textual ability to see if you change. And a lot of that is that people who just work. And they can drive you to what was in the middle of a busy day called presentation for So I was like, oh, that's interesting to me. What's going on with this? All there for that. I'm like, oh, you know, all that. But it was just a... So we're going to discuss something important. And this is the cause of this presentation. Talk about COVID. And COVID testing. That's what it was. My daughter had to get her COVID test because it's working. You know, that's outside the 80s. I don't know if that's the first three days, but that's what we think is bottom of it. Love you. So, anyway. As a mom of your healthy teenager, if you have a wife or a wife, my daughter's a big fan. She had to go get her COVID test because she had to do this in their own public. His child was so responsible. She said, very big now, she's fine. But she did stay conscious, and instead of telling her that it's the case with the dentist, it's the best thing it's possible. But my little girl said, I'll have a disappointment. I'm going to make sure I'm still COVID. So I went and made it because I have all the things. I fully understand why I'm not saying it. But I want you guys to understand why preparing is important to start learning how to do certain things. What are you like to get off? Maybe it's go and get your girl at your staff. If my daughter is at her age on the first teacher's phone, and it means on the first test and not boarding for that, then that means that this is with your responsibility to test that staff. So this is where we're going to see that if it's first. If I'm prepared to decide to get your test at her age on the first teacher's phone, then we can test. So if you are your team, if I can't leave my daughter, so it showed me that local leadership management is the beginning of the example. So you are the team. So I wanted you to get that little down first, but sure, and publicly say that y'all don't get the full test. Don't get tested status. It is not that hard. It's those quick, walk, do a quick breakfast test, do a CVS, get a Walmart, take insurance. Don't have insurance, they'll pay for it. You just fill out the application and they'll pay for it best. It is not that hard. It takes only like a whole entire 10 minutes to go through the whole thing, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, and literally get yourself set. They even sell practice response that you can do at home. And get it from 10 to 14 business days, get your results, and all you have to do is schedule the office to go get your vaccine. It is just a thing. So with that being said, let's go back to this. Individual stage circle, you already have to look at the week around. So with my daughter learning from me, being my example, by going to the mindfulness test, cause her to go and get one part of it. I need to go check myself out. I don't want to spread it to my time. So she went and did stuff, and then she watched my experience. I was like, do it, stop, negative result, good to go. So she came back to work. But I wanted you guys to make an example. If your team is a type of people who use the data, use the slide, use the data, but hold accountable, then how can you fix it? So that is the reason why I said what I said about self-awareness. You have to have a different spark to identify your team and your manager, people who are hold accountable, even when you fall short. So you do not have to think like those two are best, but you're talking just as fast like you are. So that is the analogy why I go to the bookstore. Because what happens in my bookstore is that I look at chicks and talk to my daughter. So when it comes down to it, you have to mirror everything that you want to tell for you. And as an accountability partner, and a role for your partner, your daughter. So with that being said, wear your mask, get yourself vaccinated. Their sense of the bureaus that you're friends with the response test, they'll let you know when you're going to get your vaccination and check your paperwork. So that's PSA for this. So with that being said, you gotta look at that stress event that even if you're not planning for that. There is a sure way to set yourself up that's your choice. So that is the short for today. So that's which and things like that. And what we're gonna do is talk about normal presentation, which is six core areas of the what those six core areas. How you're going to conduct yourself, how you're going to coordinate things. So what we're going to do today is go over affirmations. So things that are important. Now, because the original story is very short, it's only worth something. And, so we're going to do the amalgamation of my choice. And then I'll look for them. That's this girl. Our girl, so let me. And then we'll talk about the bus. We can live in our affirmation today, our I am affirmation. I am stronger than being myself. My daily goal will ensure I reach my long-term goals. I am confident and secure with myself. Now post it. I love myself unconditionally. I am committed to becoming my best self. I choose happiness and help more. I am thankful for the new beginning and new start for possibly the shift, starting to make change. I am attracted to people and situations that bring joy. I will not release all negative emotions on my list of connections with the three. So those are the I am affirmations. Part of this is to help you find train yourself and look at close to hopefully get affirmation position. We're going to do a small little thing about resilience practice. In order to be resilient, we have to learn how to talk. What we need to think of something that says it's us fulfilled. A lot of the time, we don't think that we should have this person. Think about all the things that we think about all the things that we Or I'm not just that you're going to continue. but you have to remember there's a bubble of confirming by sketching things that you can see that I can just shut that so we can talk about that brings it. I want you guys to understand the use of the results. So let's talk about that. The Marlowe's watch is going to be a bubble of despair. So the 6 4 6 6. The 4 were just such a fast that you carry otherwise. AUS is not a 4 6 success area. You have to look at, and you will not be able to function for the best if you don't test. So when you think of that, this is the last day of life that you see 4 areas. Emotions. You talk about relationships. You talk about your business. And we're going to also talk about the level. The leaders
I am your life coach,